welcome. This is Pastor Deborah, and this section, Ancient Treasures, is going to go back to the ancient beginnings of many topics that will help you, a human on the earth, to rediscover, reintroduce you, the real you, the spiritual you, to a variety of topics that are vital to becoming a new life form, a new person spiritually, a new child in the kingdom of agape love and light. Ancient treasures that will be brought out of their ancient books for all to read and learn. Each section will spiritually help you to rediscover ancient truth, light that was placed into hidden books until a spiritual heart became a spiritual seeker of these truths, a treasure hunter seeking out ancient hidden kingdoms, an archaeologist, ancient civilizations, and the culture of spirituality, a heart that would not stop seeking, searching, studying, listening, and learning ancient truths that had been hidden behind and under veils of darkness, placed in the secret libraries of light and truth. Then, and only then, would these ancient truths, light, books of spiritual knowledge, be open to a spiritual heart. The spiritual heart had to be tested and tried to see what its motives would be by having these ancient truths spiritually revealed to it. This level of spiritual knowledge, spiritual illumination, spiritual truth, spiritual wisdom brings with it possible powerful levels of pride and haughtiness that would pervert the light and the spiritual person who spiritually rediscovered them. For this light, this beauty of ancient truth, was so powerful, so spiritually filled with light of the rays of creation, that a spiritual heart had to be tested, and tested, tried by fire, time and time again, to keep the person and their spiritual heart humble, able to teach, transfer, educate the others with ancient truth from a kingdom of eternity. Continue to listen to words that will reveal to you how these ancient truths have been able to be spiritually revealed to you, for you to spiritually rediscover ancient truth, ancient light, the spiritually hidden entrance. 2 Peter 1:10 through 11, Authorized King James Version, verse 10. Now wherefore, the rather, spiritual brethren, give diligence, hard work, study, dedication, to make your spiritual calling and spiritual election sure. For if you spiritually do these spiritual things, 1. Spiritually receive His, the Heavenly Father's, divine spiritual nature through one's faith in His exceedingly great and precious spiritual promises. 2. So that grace, agape love, and peace may be spiritually multiplied unto you through the spiritual knowledge of God and of Christ Jesus the Lord. Thus, spiritually escaping the spiritual corruption that is in the spiritual world through lust. And besides all these wonderful things, add to your spiritual faith thoughts, beliefs, virtue, spiritual knowledge, temperance, self-control, self-discipline, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, agape love, and spiritually abound, overflow within your spiritual heart of your spirit and soul. Then you will never be spiritually barren nor unfruitful in the spiritual knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, the living, anointed Word itself, the very thoughts of the Heavenly Father. Then you shall spiritually never fall, stumble. Verse 11, And then a spiritual entrance shall be spiritually ministered, open, seen, made clear, spiritually perceived, revealed, served unto you spiritually, abundantly, without measure, wide open into the spiritually everlasting kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome into the ancient books of light and agape love from the Spirit of Truth. Agape love will spiritually open, make available, make visible a spiritually hidden entrance unto you, Pastor Deborah, in spiritual abundance, everlasting spiritual kingdom of the kingdom of heaven. Welcome back. Welcome home. We, the Spirit of Light and the keepers of the ancient books, we, all of the living creatures of the kingdom of heaven, have been spiritually waiting for you for so very long. The spiritual books have been opened to you. The spiritual light revelations have been waiting for you to come and rediscover them. The ancient light of truth is ancient, eternal, and full of agape love. Now, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Light, will open its treasures of the ancient kingdoms for you. Hear, learn, and spiritually operate in the realm of the Spirit, in the world, on earth, and for all of eternity to come on the earth, the new world to come. Now open the ancient books, the ancient treasures of light of the kingdom of heaven. Listen and rediscover ancient truths, light of the real you, who you need to become in spiritual identity. A spiritual king, ruler, not of male or female gender, but an heir, an offspring of God Himself, recreated in His image, after His likeness, a God yourself of the kingdom of heaven. These ancient treasures of the kingdom of heaven will take you on an ancient journey of rediscovery into the spiritual identity of a king, the spiritual king's character, the spiritual purpose of a king, the spiritual responsibilities of a spiritual king, the spiritual king's authority and dominion, the spiritual king's wardrobe and jewels, the spiritual king's education, training, test, and trials, the spiritual king's adversary, enemies, the power of the spiritual king's words of decrees, proclamations, laws, the spiritual king's seat of judgment, the spiritual king's books of remembrance, the spiritual king's guiding light, the spiritual king's shepherding of sheep, of people, the spiritual king's warfare training, battles to fight, the spiritual king's power of deliverance, freedom, and healing, the spiritual king's royal business for the kingdom of heaven, the spiritual king's ambassadorship to the world of nations on earth, the spiritual king's rulership on earth as it is in heaven. So, come and journey with Pastor Deborah. She opens the ancient books of the hidden treasures of the kingdom of heaven. Come, listen and rediscover the real you, the you that you are to become in spiritual nature, spiritual essence, spiritual identity. And come and hear how these ancient treasures were lost to you long ago, but have now been spiritually restored, opened up to you through Pastor Deborah. Come and see the ancient hidden treasures of the realm of the Spirit, the realm of the kingdom of heaven. Come and rediscover the hidden king you are to become and the hidden kingdom of heaven you are to serve in and be a government ambassador on earth for the kingdom of heaven. Come, little ones, come from far and wide. Come and learn the ancient treasures of light. Pastor Deborah.